And it's the coach home, but it's John Gibbons. And I'm having a look across the Premier League to see who else has had a great weekend, because it's not just Liverpool, obviously celebrating this Monday afternoon. And not just Liverpool, they scored 5 goals. Watford went to Goodison Park and were absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure Bradley Hayden is beaming today. You must have been made up with that, especially following up that performance against Liverpool.
Absolutely, not half. And we're not the only player to have a, not the only team to have a player to go and bag a hat trick as well. Josh King smashing 3 in against against his former team as well. 3 brilliant finishes. What a way to make your mark against your old team as well. You sort of said afterwards, you know, that he didn't really get much of a look in last season. He wanted to prove a point, but as you say, brilliant performance. Not one that anyone expected coming really after the performance last week, and going 2-1 down the way to Goodison. Away to Everton, rather, at Goodison, which hasn't been a happy hunting ground for us in previous seasons. You expect Everton to go on and win the game. But one move which Ranieri made, which he came out of the game with real credit from doing, is on the 65th minute mark, he took off Ismaïla Sarr and brought on Emmanuel Dennis. And a lot of people thinking at the time, you know, what's Ranieri doing here? Taking off our best player and the player who's most likely to probably get us back into this game for Emmanuel Dennis. Perhaps people would have seen it more of a straight swap and bringing off Chiche Hernandez and bringing Dennis on the left-hand side, where he's played a lot of the time over the last few weeks. But to his credit, he takes off Sarr. Dennis comes on, sets up 2, scores another. And in the end, it's a masterstroke from Ranieri. And all of the subs he made had a real impact on the game. And I suppose the great thing that we've seen from this side this week is last week, you know, there was a load of nervousness, couldn't really string any real passes together against Liverpool. Against Everton, it was like watching a completely different side. So much tenacity, really working hard off the ball, breaking in both pace and really sort of hitting Everton at will towards the end and showing a real sort of clinical side to our game. But we've not really seen so far this season.